opposite. She could have saved those people if he hadn't stopped her. True, she probably didn't have the accuracy to do it yet. That wasn't the power's fault, however, but hers. He had to stop her so that she wouldn't learn, as the Lord Ruler had, and become more capable with the power. She spun away from him, moving back toward Luthadel. Her awareness was still expanding, but she was confused by something she saw. Bright points of light dotting the landscape, shining like flares. She drew closer, trying to figure out what they were. Yet just as it was difficult to look directly at a bright lantern and see what was emitting the light, it was difficult to discern the source of this power. She figured it out as she reached Luthadel. A large glow was coming from the broken palace. Most of the light was shaped vaguely like spires. Metal. That's what caused the glowing power. I was right. Metal is power, and it's why Ruin couldn't read things written in steel. Vin turned away from a brightly shining spire. Ruin was there, as always, watching her.
I was surprised when Preservation said he wanted to create you, Ruin said, a bit of curiosity in his voice. Other life is ordered by way of nature, balanced. But Preservation, he wanted to create something intentionally unbalanced, something that could choose to preserve at times but to ruin at others. Something in the form of that which we'd seen before. It was intriguing. I find it odd that he expended so much of himself to create you. Why would he weaken himself, eventually giving me the strength to destroy the world, simply to place human beings on his world? I know that others call his death to imprison me a sacrifice, but that wasn't the sacrifice. His sacrifice came much earlier. Yes, he still tried to betray me, to imprison me, but he could not stop me. He could only slow me, forestall, delay. Since the day we created you, there has been an imbalance. I was stronger, and he knew it.
Vin frowned, or at least she felt as if she were frowning, though she no longer had a body. His words. He says he's stronger, Vin thought. Yet we are equally matched. Is he lying again? No, he didn't lie. Looking back with her ever-expanding mind, she saw that everything Ruin said, he believed. He truly thought that whatever she did helped him. He saw the world through the lenses of destruction. He wasn't lying about being more powerful than she, yet they were obviously matched at the moment. Which meant, there's another piece of Ruin out there, Vin thought. Preservation is weaker because he gave up a piece of himself to create mankind. Not his consciousness, that he used to fuel Ruin's prison, but an actual bit of his power. What she had suspected before, she now knew with certainty. Ruin's power was concentrated, hidden somewhere by Preservation. The Atium. Ruin was stronger, or he would be once he recovered the last part of himself. Then he would be able to destroy completely. They would no longer be balanced. She swung about in frustration, a glowing white aura of mist with wispy tendrils expanding across the entire world. There's so much I still don't know, Vin thought. It was an odd thing to acknowledge, with her mind broadening to include so much. Yet her ignorance was no longer that of a person. Her ignorance was related to experience. Ruin had such a huge head start on her. He had created for himself servants who could act without his direction, and so she could not block them. She saw his planning manifest in the world. She saw him subtly influencing the Lord Ruler 1,000 years ago. Even while Rashik held the power of Preservation, Ruin had whispered in his ear, directing him toward an understanding of hemallergy. And Rashik had obeyed without realizing it, creating minions, armies, for Ruin to take when the time was right. Vin could see them, the Koloss, converging toward Luthadel.
"I will give you credit, Vin," Ruin said, hovering nearby. "You destroyed my Inquisitors. All but one, at least. They were very difficult to make. I..."
She stopped focusing on him, at least with most of her mind. Something else drew her attention. Something moving into Luthadel, flying on spears of light. Elend. Looking back, we should have been able to see the connection between the mists, Allomancy, and the power at the Well of Ascension. Not only could Allomancer's vision pierce the mists, but there was the fact that the mists swirled slightly around the body of a person using any kind of Allomancy. More telling, perhaps, was the fact that when a Hemologist used his abilities, it drove the mists away. The closer one came to Ruin, the more under his influence, and the longer one bore his spikes, the more the mists were repelled. 77. Elend stood in the rubble of Creedic Shaw, mind numb as he contemplated the destruction. It seemed impossible. What force could have leveled such an enormous, majestic building? What could have caused such destruction, breaking apart buildings and flinging rubble several streets away? And all of the destruction was focused here, at what had once been the center of the Lord Ruler's power. Elend skidded down some rubble, approaching the center of what looked like an impact crater. He turned around in the dark night, looking at the fallen blocks and spires.
"Lord Ruler," he swore quietly, unable to help himself.
Had something happened at the Well of Ascension? Had it exploded? Elend turned, looking across his city. It appeared to be empty. Luthadel, largest metropolis in the Final Empire, seat of his government. Empty. Much of it in ruins, a good third of it burned, and Creedic Shaw itself flattened as if it had been pounded by the fist of a god. Elend dropped a coin and shot away, heading along his original path toward the northeastern section of the city. He'd come to Luthadel hoping to find Vin, but had been forced to take a slight detour to the south in order to get around a particularly large swath of lava, burning the plains around Mount Tyrian. That sight, along with the sight of Luthadel in ruin, left him very disturbed. Where was Vin? He jumped from building to building. He kicked up ash with each leap.